This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush talks domestic issues today with the nation's governors who are in the Capitol for their annual winter meeting. It was Mr. Bush who was on the road last week with his fence-mending trip to Europe. Now that he's home, the president is facing a rough going on his domestic agenda. Joining us now is NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
It seems the president's trip to Europe garnered him a fascinating set of plaudits and critics.
It's true. The European press, which has never been what you could call friendly to George Bush, suddenly seems to be at least somewhat milder in their criticism of him. And some press reports out of Europe were downright positive, which is something brand new for the president. But his meeting with Vladimir Putin garnered him some conservative critics here at home. Former New York Times columnist William Safire referred to the meeting with Putin as being the equivalent of George Bush's father's statement that Kiev should stay part of the Soviet Union, what Safire famously called Chicken Kiev speech. And there is some grumbling here that he was not tough enough on Putin, that he was too willing to accept Putin's calls, statements that there really was democracy in Russia, or Russian-style democracy in Russia. We'll see how that plays out, because clearly this is an ongoing conversation. I mean, there are reports today now that the president, after he's back home, is willing to join with Europe, or at least study joining with Europe to talk about incentives for Iran to dismantle its nuclear program and promise never to produce nuclear weapons.
And just about the minute Mr. Bush arrived home, he delivered a radio address on Social Security. Why again so soon?
His fourth radio address on Social Security that he has delivered. He has clearly made this the cornerstone of his second term, that he's going to do something big about something big. And Social Security is obviously a great big program. And the president is going to be out there selling it. He's going later this week to New Jersey and holding a town meeting on Social Security. He's going to Indiana and then out around the country. And he was praising in his radio address members of Congress who had held their own town meetings. He talked about Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, who's one of his big supporters. What he didn't mention was that there were demonstrations at some of those meetings against Senator Santorum and against the president's proposals for Social Security. Republicans are coming back from a President's Day recess a little nervous about it, and Republican Clay Shaw of Florida, who is the chairman of the Social Security, has been the chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee and is a real expert on the subject, and is one of the few members of Congress to be in a district where he is regularly challenged and has to really fight for his seat. He came back with a plan saying, let's add on private accounts to regular Social Security. The president could claim a great victory there. Democrats could get what they want. This search for a compromise is going to be very tough.
And what are the chances the Democrats would go along?
Well, at the moment, not even Republicans are all ready to go along. And Congressman Shaw's ideas were knocked down by several Republican leaders on talk shows yesterday. But the Democrats are definitely just staying completely out of this, letting the Republicans have their own fights, which makes a lot of sense. Even Democrat Ben Nelson of Nebraska, who seemed for a while to be ready to go along, is not. The president has a better chance of getting the governors to compromise on Medicaid, which he's going to try to do this week.
Thanks very much, NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.